Good afternoon and welcome back to this edition of Thompson Today here on 1029 CHTM, where we continue the conversation with Dr. Diane Lacaille, the Scientific Director for Arthritis Research Canada. So are there preventative measures people can take to help reduce the risk of developing arthritis?
Definitely there are. Prevention is always our preferred mode of addressing any disease. And in arthritis as well, there are some preventions, perhaps not as much as in some other diseases, but there's still some things definitely that make a difference. The big one is smoking. We know that people who smoke are at increased risk of developing rheumatoid arthritis and some of the other inflammatory arthritis as well. And not only that, but once people have an inflammatory arthritis, if they continue to smoke or the more they smoke, the more severe their disease and the less their disease responds to medications. So smoking and arthritis don't go well together. And when you were asking me earlier if people have somebody in their family, one of the things that people could do is if they're smoking, I would strongly encourage them to stop smoking. Another one is, interestingly, is periodontal disease. And that's like gum disease. So it's important to have good oral health and have regular teeth cleaning. Some of the bacteria that are responsible for periodontal disease seem to also be involved in triggering inflammation in rheumatoid arthritis. So that's another interesting bit of prevention. The other one is around maintaining a healthy body weight. This is important definitely for osteoarthritis because more weight puts more stress on the joints. And when people lose weight, it has been shown to reduce the progression of the osteoarthritis over time. So it prevents it from becoming more severe. But it's also important in inflammatory arthritis. We've recently discovered that fat cells are involved in inflammation. And therefore, that when people have more body fat, their inflammation is more active. And lastly, it's remaining physically active. So if people are physically active, we think that it may also affect inflammation, but it also is really important for people to maintain strong muscles around their joints in order to prevent the development of arthritis. And along with physical activity is sports injury. So yes, it's important to be physically active, but sports injuries, especially to the knee, are a very important cause of future osteoarthritis of the knee. So it's important in our youth to have programs in place where people are warming up properly or doing the things they need to do to prevent sports injury, and that after a sports injury, they don't return to the sport too quickly, and that they have guidance in terms of physiotherapy, etc., to remain physically active after a sports injury and prevent the future development of osteoarthritis.
If someone suspects they may have some form of arthritis, what first steps should they take?
Well, the most important thing I would say is seek health care rapidly. So people tend to ignore or think, oh, I'm just getting old, or they're thinking, well, I did this last week and that must be why I'm having pain. Persistent pain in a joint is not normal. If you have persistent pain in a joint, you should seek medical care to get a proper diagnosis. Early treatment, I cannot overemphasize the importance of early treatment. Ongoing inflammation in a joint can damage a joint. If we start treatment early, we have a better chance of being able to turn off that inflammation and get a good response with our treatment. And we treat before damage occurs so that we prevent the joint damage and the bad consequences of the disease. So really early treatment is very important. It's also important to remain physically active. Often when joints hurt, people tend to stop being physically active. And it's really important to, more than for anybody else, being physically active is important for people with arthritis. And lastly, I would say, learn about your disease. Understand your disease. Be actively involved in your care. You are the one who knows the best your body. And if you can understand this disease, be educated about this disease, learn as much as you can, and be the one in charge of your care and be actively involved in your care, you will have better health outcomes. Studies have shown this very clearly.
Now, as the name suggests, the focus of Arthritis Research Canada is on finding solutions to help those who are suffering from arthritis. So can you tell us about some of the research that's been done these past few years to better understand arthritis and the solutions that have come out as a result?
at Arthritis Research Canada, we focus on practical research that impacts the day-to-day lives of people who live with arthritis. And because we have scientists with expertise across a range of disciplines related to arthritis, our research impacts many facets of people's lives. So I'm going to try to give you some examples across these facets. So for example, we have a study where we provide physical activity counseling by a physiotherapist along with tracking a person's physical activity using something like a Fitbit in order to provide physical activity counseling to people and help them remain physically active. And in that study, we've combined this with a smart tool, like an online tool, where people can track their symptoms so that they can be engaged in understanding how active their disease is and how their physical activity affects their symptoms and vice versa. So this is an example. We also have a study that I've performed on developing a program called Making It Work, where we've developed a program to help people with arthritis be able to remain employed and address the issues they encounter at work because of their arthritis. And we're doing a randomized controlled trial to test how effective it is at helping people at work and preventing work disability. We also have a lot of studies looking at the care that's received by people with arthritis to identify care gaps and develop solutions to improve care. We have studies in First Nations communities in order to develop healthcare services that meet the needs of the community and culturally safe care that is appropriate for the needs of the communities. We also do a lot of research using information from the Ministry of Health, where we're able to look at the long-term impacts of medications on long-term consequences of the disease, like heart disease, mortality, because we know that arthritis is a life-threatening disease and that it can shorten people's life. But we've been able to show that with newer treatments, that people who've had rheumatoid arthritis in more recent years, after the year 2000, that actually this has improved their mortality compared to the general population, so that their increased mortality is not like it used to be. So that's really good news for people. We've also looked at medications in pregnancy and the impact of this on mothers and fetuses. We also have one of our scientists who's looking at preventing osteoarthritis after sports injury in youth and programs to help youth after a sports injury to help them safely return to sport and prevent osteoarthritis. So quite a wide range of different studies, as you can see.
Now, where can people go to learn more about arthritis and the work Arthritis Research Canada is doing?
I encourage you to visit arthritisresearch.ca. At our website, people can find some information about arthritis. They can also find out how they may be able to participate in studies. We have the list of studies where we're recruiting participants. They can also find out about the results of prior research that we've done. And if people want to support Arthritis Research, they can also donate to Arthritis Research Canada on our website. And the other important information on our website is about our Arthritis Patient Advisory Board. So at Arthritis Research Canada, we strongly believe that patients have to be involved in all facets of research and in all facets of our organization. So we have an advisory board that is involved in all of our research projects. And if people want to know more about the Arthritis Patient Advisory Board, they can also read about it on our website.
Now, was there anything else about the Arthritis Awareness Month campaign or Arthritis Research Canada that you'd like to talk about today?
I think the last take-home message is it's important to get the word out that arthritis is serious and arthritis research is important and it needs to be supported, because that's how we get the answers that can help people lead better lives and triumph over arthritis.
On that note, thank you again, Dr. Lakai, for the information on arthritis. It's very much appreciated. All right, that was Dr. Deanne Lakai, the Scientific Director for Arthritis Research Canada. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.